How many vessels are there in Alaska that are slated for removal?
So we have three projects. The Metlakatla Indian Community is in the process of removing a total of 27 abandoned derelict vessels. We have the Yakutat Borough, as well as Sitka Conservation Society has applied and was approved, and they are removing vessels. So I know that it's over 40 vessels that are being removed in totality in all three locations.
And that's just in Southeast Alaska, of course. Why is it important to remove derelict vessels, and what hazards are created by these ADVs?
On the surface, it's a navigational hazard, right? It can be a navigational hazard. You know, it's easier seen if they're halfway sunk or they're not sunk. You know, you can see it, but it's still, you know, visibly it's not appealing. But if it is sunk, it's become a navigational hazard, right, or a safety hazard to the community if you're boating or swimming, not to mention what's in that vessel, whether there's anti-fouling agents and fluids, whether there's anything that's bio-related, if there was a latrine on board, or, you know, if it's got propane or any other fuels, it becomes an environmental and safety concern in that regard. It can impact a variety of environmental habitats, whether it's fisheries in general, you know, ultimately impacts communities.
Now, how do those vessels typically become abandoned or derelict?
The short science of it is that vessels, you know, especially those that are being used, need routine maintenance on them, right? You got to keep them up. Ultimately, it's through neglect. Sometimes it's because of financial concerns or issues. Sometimes the owner, you know, sometimes they pass away, and then it's passed on to someone who isn't who operates boats or been on a boat often or doesn't know the needs of boat maintenance. And then years pass, and it's just neglected exponentially, and that boat then becomes an issue, becomes sank. Sometimes boat owners get to the point where the end of life of the vessel, they've kept it up to the point they can, and now the vessel isn't seaworthy and they need to dispose of it, and they don't know how to dispose of it.
What is the cost of removing and or recovering a vessel?
It depends on the condition of the vessel, where the vessel is. You know, on the lower side of things, that can be, you know, roughly $10,000 in some cases.
Wow.
A little less, a little more, depending on your area. It's exponentially more if, and especially the larger the vessel, it can be, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, depending on your location, what type of vessel, and what needs to be done to it.